Did anybody else notice that communion took a little bit longer today? Why might that be? Yes? Sure. There's more people receiving communion. That's because this past couple weekends, we've seen many of our second graders get to do something amazingly awesome. They've gotten to receive their first Holy Communion. And I, for one, was so thrilled to be able to see so many of you come forward in your handsome suits and your beautiful flowing white dresses to receive our Lord for the very first time. It was beautiful. So thank you for showing us the beauty of how to receive our Lord in communion. And as I was praying with the scriptures that we just read for this morning's Mass, it dawned on me that whether today was your second or your third or maybe even your fourth Holy Communion, this was the first time that we could all come together as a school at Mass here on Friday morning and with all of the first communicants receiving Holy Communion that were to receive it this year. It's really special. It's very special. We are closer together now than we have ever been. We are joined together as a family in a powerful way. That's what happens in the Holy Eucharist. We are made one body, right? We are a unity. We are united as Christians. Our oneness as God's family is made possible when we come together and receive the body and blood of Jesus. I'd like you all to kind of think about that this morning, that we are right now united in the Eucharist. And nothing can separate us from each other or from Jesus if we remain in him, if we keep coming back to Holy Communion week after week, growing closer and closer to God each and every time. And I think that's partly why this morning's gospel passage seems so appropriate to me. You remember the story, right? Peter and the other apostles, they're out fishing, and they're not catching anything, right? They are not able to catch any fish. And then they see this mysterious man on the shore, and he says, "Why don't you try the other side of the boat?" And they're like, "All right." And all of the fish are caught suddenly. And then that's when St. John realizes it is the Lord. It is Jesus. And at this, Peter jumps into the water, and he, like, swims right to shore right away. And what's the Lord doing when he gets there? He's cooking breakfast. He's cooking breakfast on the beach. And so after they all get to shore and they eat their breakfast, Peter and Jesus have this amazing conversation that we got to hear in our gospel passage. Jesus asked Peter a very important question, the most important question that any of us could ever answer. "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter is confused. He responds, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I love you." And that's when Jesus answers with a command. "Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." This happens three times, and theologians, people who have studied the scriptures, point that this moment is God giving Peter a chance to undo his denial. You remember on the night that Jesus was betrayed, Peter says, "I don't know the man," three times. He says he doesn't know Jesus. He says, basically, "I don't love Jesus," three times. And here's God saying, God in the flesh, Jesus, saying, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" He's saying, undo, you know, control Z, that, control Z, that denial, Peter. Do you love me? What does this conversation teach us about Holy Communion? Because I kind of want to tie it back to the fact that we are united in the Eucharist. Well, every time we come forward to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and hear those words, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, we hear it so often. Sometimes it kind of, you know, we get numb to it. But really, in that moment, Jesus is asking us the same question he asked Peter. Do you love me? And our amen is the same as Peter's answer. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And of course, we know that God loves us immensely. That God loves us really just completely, purely because he loves us. There's no other reason. And that's the great thing about the Lord. We don't have to worry about whether or not he likes us or loves us. He is crazy about us. We don't ever have to convince God to love us. He is absolutely on our side, and we can't do anything to make him love us any more or any less. He is our Father. He loved us first, and he continues to help us to love him back with his grace. But what about Jesus' response to Peter when he says, "Feed my sheep"? What does that mean? I think that it means that Jesus has a job for us. Jesus has a mission for all of you. A mission. When I asked one of the first communicants what it was like to receive Jesus for the very first time, she paused and thought a little bit, and then she said this, which I think is amazing. She said, "I felt like God was happy to be in me. I felt like God was happy to be in me." And that is profoundly true. That's the heart of the Holy Eucharist, that God is happy to come to us, that he is happy to be with us. But he doesn't want us to keep him to ourselves. And that's the mission. That's what Jesus is saying, "Feed my sheep." He comes to dwell in us so that we can go out and love and feed others. And I don't mean just going out and handing out food to people left and right, like literally. Though that's important too, to people who are hungry, we need to provide food for them. But what I mean is something a little bit deeper. We feed Jesus' sheep every time that we love God and our neighbor. So when you put a video game away and decide to have a conversation with your parents instead, that's you feeding the sheep, feeding Jesus' sheep. When you think of someone else before yourself, you're feeding Jesus' sheep. When you choose not to tease someone or make fun of someone, you're feeding Jesus' sheep. The Eucharist unites us. The Eucharist gives us the strength, the power, and the joy to do all of these things every day. So I'd just like to end with another congratulations to all the second graders who received their first communion. I'm really happy for you. And my prayer for you and for all of us is that when we approach Holy Communion every single time, that we take to heart the fact that Jesus is asking us the only question that matters. Do you love me? If we want to be happy, if we really want to be happy and free in this life and in heaven, our answer needs to become more and more like Peter's. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.